Okay, everyone, it's time for Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, P. Costanas. This is episode 161, season 7. Today's date is September 6, 2022, and thank you for joining me today. I have a very nice episode coming up. Today I will talk about singer Jimmy Damon. He was a singer in the Chicagoland area. He entertained at clubs, parties, restaurants. He did mostly of those venues, and it's he has an interesting life. And I will talk about my memories of him. Also, I will do a wrap up of past posts on my Vanished Chicagoland Facebook page. I have a lot to cover. I've been way behind. So this will be fun. Right now, the program will go into a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Hold Cough Suppressant. I remember this very well, long, long time ago. And here's a commercial from 1980. So sit back and enjoy, everybody. Thank you.
Order in the court.
Take hold.
No cough drops. I need cough medicine.
Hold is cough medicine.
I can taste the medicine.
Hold is better than cough drops. Hold has dextromethorphan, the same strong medicine as leading cough syrups, to fight coughs up to 4 hours.
And so, ladies and gentlemen of the jury...
Your verdict?
Hold is strong cough medicine. Hardly coughed in 4 hours.
Hold and children's hold. Better than leading cough drops.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, everyone, I hope you enjoyed that commercial for Hold Cough Suppressant. I remember this product very well. I used to watch this in the early 80s, like primetime television, ABC, NBC. One memory that stood out, excuse me, in my youth, I used to see this cough medicine your local drugstore or Walgreens, but I remember this at a local pharmacy. It was called Crestline. It was located at 79th Street at South Pulaski Road, right near Bogan High School, where I graduated. And I saw the display, and it was like a tube, you know, how it was packaged. And I remember the display on the counter, and I don't know how long this lasted. Maybe about a few years. I don't know, 5 years. And then it disappeared. We still have Halls, lozenges. We still have that. Or Ricola. I remember this very well. I have a funny feeling people around my age do too for that. Okay. In the beginning of the program, I mentioned I will talk about singer Jimmy Damon, and then I'll do a wrap-up of a past post on my Vanished Chicagoland page. Okay, and before I start, I have an announcement. Well, you probably heard about it before. Next Wednesday, September 14th, is the 60th anniversary of Family Classics that was hosted by Fraser Thomas of Garfield Goose. And that aired on WGN-TV, Channel 1 Chicago. I posted yesterday, yeah, I believe it was yesterday, that I will do a video, or create a video. It'll consist of ads and photos, with some music. Also, I will write a story on my blog, on Vanished Chicagoland blog. Also, I will do a podcast episode. This will happen very soon, probably this coming weekend or next week. Right before the anniversary. So I gathered up all the photos, so it's ready to go. I will put teasers on of ads and photos. So that will be to alert everyone that it's coming. This will be a lot of fun. It'll be just like I did last year. I did the 60th anniversary of Bozo Circus, I did a story. I did a on my blog. I also did a video and a podcast. And the year before that, I did Creature Features on the 50th anniversary in 2020. Same thing. So we'll see. Someone asked me if I could do one for Ray Rayner or Garfield Goose. And someone sent me an email about that. And I said, yes, I will. But I don't think I'll do one this year. Maybe next year. Maybe during the winter or something. I'll do one of those for sure. Okay. So here we go. Jimmy Damon was a local singer in the Chicagoland area. I don't know if he performed in Vegas. Maybe he did. I'm not sure. Because I remember him from the ads in the Chicago Tribune, the Sun Times, or on television where he, you know, where he was going to perform. And the places that he performed, I think he did perform in Mr. Kelly's, if you remember that nightclub. They have a documentary on that. I watched most of it on Channel 11, WTTW. It was very good. I liked that. And also, I think the creator of the documentary, his name is David Marenthal. I think that's his name. How you pronounce his name. He's a nice man. He did a fabulous job. You know, that. And I don't remember if Jimmy Damon was in the documentary. That's been long ago. Probably is. I'm sure he performed there. Also, where he got his start was a nightclub called Cousins Club. And I think that was in the lower level of the Benihana of Tokyo, the Japanese restaurant. And that was owned, not the Japanese restaurant, maybe. The club was owned by a Greek man called Petros Petropoulos. I did a little research on that, and that place is gone, long gone. But that's where he got his start. And let's see, I don't know if he probably did that as well. I found an ad. He also performed at the Athens restaurant. That was located in Greektown first. I don't know if it's the same restaurant, probably. And then it moved to Rush Street around the Gold Coast area. And then it moved up to Lincoln Square neighborhood, up on the north side on Western Avenue. And I found an ad and he performed there. So I don't know if he performed Greek songs. He mostly performed ballads, songs like from Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr., Bobby Darin. I'm sure he probably did, you know. One of his songs he sang was from the 1961 hit from Elvis Presley called I Can't Help Falling in Love. And I saw that somewhere on YouTube. He did that very well. I like that. So I'm going to talk about a little about his biography right now. Okay. So he was born Jimmy Demopoulos. So in Greek, if any Greek listeners are listening, in Greek, his name is Dimitris Dimopoulos. I like that. And he was born in Memphis, Tennessee. His father, Nick, ran the New York Cafe. It was like a 24-hour restaurant, like a diner like that. And it was about a mile from the birthplace of Stax Records, if you heard of that label. And his mother's name was Dimitra, and I think he had a brother. He had a brother and a sister, Chris and Maria. And he worked with his father. Probably helped him out, you know, being a busboy, wash dishes, plus, you know, like most Greek kids did. I did that, but not with my father. He didn't own anything. He worked at the Conrad Hilton Hotel. Thank God. And he met. excuse me. He did meet Elvis Presley, and also Johnny Cash, and he met a lot of famous people that were in Memphis, or probably recording records, or, you know, came from Nashville. His father's best friend was Wallace E. Johnson. He was the founder of the Holiday Inn hotel chain. Interesting. And Jimmy Damon's first success when he was 14 years old. And he recorded a teen ballad. It was called If I Had My Way. And so he did that. And then when he was 16 years old, he hosted a dance party called the Big Beat. So that was probably in Memphis. And he had his own fan club. And then, you know how it is, you know, when you're a teen idol, like, for example, Ricky Nelson, the Beatles, Frankie Avalon, he had groupies. So, and then he left, and then he changed his name from Jimmy Demopoulos to Jimmy Damon. And then he left Memphis around 1970, 71, and then he came to Chicago. And he started performing, you know, at restaurants or hotels. And he performed at the Empire Room. Also, on, I don't know if you remember this radio show called the Don McNeil Breakfast Club. It was was broadcasted at the Tip Top Tap at the Allerton Hotel, still there. And so Mr. Kelly's, and he did that. Excuse me. And then he performed Sinatra songs, you know, and he did that. And later on, he did, he met Sinatra. He did, I think he was an opening act for him. He also was an opening act for Bob Newhart. Comedians and other entertainers, you know, I believe Liberace as well. And let's see, so that happened. He performed from the 70s, 80s until all the way at the end to the, you know, probably at the 2000s. Excuse me, don't mean to cough. Excuse me a second. Okay. Then one of the funniest things about Jimmy Damon that happened to him was on Saturday Night Live, when Bill Murray, comedian Bill Murray, appeared, he did Nick the Lounge Singer, if you remember that. When I watched that, I had no idea it was based on him, you know, when I was, when Saturday Night Live was on the air and I was in high school. So later on, I read it in the paper, probably in the 80s, that Bill Murray was inspired by Jimmy Damon. I think he went to see him perform, probably at the Cousins Club or somewhere, and then he got the idea. But the difference was Nick the Lounge Singer, he was obnoxious. And he performed in airports, bus stations, seedy restaurants, you know, real places that didn't have a reputation. They were terrible. And he was not a good singer. He was awful. And he would harass people. And then sometimes people would threaten with violence. I remember that. So it was funny. Like that. And according to Jimmy Damon, he didn't mind. You know, he said, oh, I wish I got paid for this. But he was a good sport. He really was. And Jimmy Damon did meet Bill Murray, you know, and that was fine. Everything went fine like that. And Jimmy Damon also sang the national anthem at Wrigley Field at Chicago Cubs, which is pretty awesome. So he was hired for parties or anything, you know, he did that. He recorded a few singles in the 60s. He did that as well. And I never met him. I wish I have met him, because he seemed like, I've seen interviews of him. He seemed like a very nice guy, you know, very down to earth, very reserved like that. And then he passed away August 27, 2013. And, so that's a shame. So the last time I saw him was on WGN and a Channel 9 in the morning news. He performed a song. He was still great. It was wonderful. You know, that's a shame. So, right, a lot of people today will probably not remember him, but back then, you know, like the 70s and 80s, oh yeah, he was big. I have a friend of mine I went to school with. He met him. He told me he was a very nice man. So I hope his family's listened to the podcast. You know, I don't know if anyone has done anything, you know, like a tribute to him. I'm glad I did that. It was very nice. It's very nice for me to do that for them as well. Okay. Now I'm going to talk about this the wrap up of past posts on Vanished Chicagoland on my Facebook page. Okay. And right now I'm going to take a quick break and I'll be right back. Thank you. Okay, everyone, I am back. I had to clear my throat. And, you know, I apologize for that. You know, I got to stop that. You know, because when I talk too much, I cough. Where I'm recording, my house is very dry. Maybe I should get a humidifier, but we'll see about that. So right now I'm going to do the wrap-up of past posts on Vanished Chicagoland. So here we go. Okay, so I've got about 2 weeks' worth. So I'm not going to do everything. So I just choose a few things that you'd be interested. First up, I found a matchbook on eBay. It was from Dumbler's Restaurant, and it was like an ice cream parlor. And they had two locations. One was in Evergreen Plaza in Evergreen Park, Illinois, and the other one was in Lincoln Mall, Madison. I'll get to Evergreen Plaza in a moment because I have another photo of that. But Lincoln Mall has been closed and it's been torn down, so there's nothing there. But I remember this place, you know, and they said it was a good restaurant. They had wonderful ice cream, and it's a nice memory, you know. When I posted that, people were very pleased with that. Okay. And let's see. I found a photo of Lord & Taylor that was located in Woodfield Mall, and Lord & Taylor's gone. I think there's some stores in New York, maybe scattered, but in Chicago, no. That's it. And it's a... The photo was taken in 1982, and people remembered it, and it was a beautiful store and a beautiful clothes and all that, and they loved seeing that photo. It was right next to JCPenney. Okay, and then I posted an ad for Atari. You know, I talked about Atari before, but that was a big deal back then in the early 80s, because I owned one too, and my favorite game was Missile Command and Asteroids. So, I discussed that on a previous episode. Okay. And the other photo I have right now is it's a restaurant called the Epicurean Restaurant. And that was located on 316 South Wabash Avenue. And that serves on Hungarian food. And a lot of people commented on my page, said this was a wonderful place. It was delicious, you know, and... underneath the sign, it said Strudel King. I don't know if it's undersigned or something like that, but they said it was wonderful. It was a wonderful place. And when I posted that photo of it, you know, made people a lot of smile. It made them smile. Okay. Also, I found this photo on eBay. Somebody had a sign, and it was Salerno Cookies, and this was an old sign. And it showed the butter cookies still being made. Also the coconut bars, which I loved. And some people mentioned they showed that sign in Hilo Foods back in the day. And now I think I probably saw that when I was a kid. And I saw it in the late 60s and early 70s. And that was for sale. And that looked gorgeous. So I think somebody bought it. Like that. Also, I posted a chess set from Croc and Bertano's bookstore. Remember that? People still miss that bookstore to this day. We still have bookstores. You know, we have Barnes & Noble. Borders is gone. I miss that too. But Croc's was the best on Wabash Avenue. Oh, beautiful memories. Beautiful store. Okay, and then this one is one of the most popular posts I did. On August 24th, 1952, the Evergreen Park Shopping Center opened in Evergreen Park, Illinois. And I found a photo from the 1950s. This was a color photo. And they showed all the 1950s cars and all that. And that was a big deal. It was one of the largest indoor shopping malls that ever opened, one of them. And then it converted to an indoor, then and now it's back to an outdoor. They tore it down, and now it's back to an outdoor one. And I think there's Whole Foods. I haven't been there in a while. Carson's was there for many years, but they closed that. And now in the news, I heard that Macy's is going to open like a clothing store, which is great. That's wonderful. So it's not empty. And I had my memories of Evergreen Park, Evergreen Plaza. I went shopping there a few times, and I went to the theater. I saw Grease there. And it's very convenient. You could take the bus and go there. And so when I posted it, a lot of people had a lot of memories. A lot of stores where they worked, where they shopped. It's a beautiful photo. It really is. Okay, next up, I found a box of Kodachrome Sec 2 color film, movie film, that is, and it's from the Wolk Camera Company. I remember this particular company that was located at 133 North Wabash in Chicago, and I get an email from somebody. I think it was the wife of the owner or the son's owner, the son of the owner. He says, do you have that? And I said, no, I'm sorry. I found it online and it was been sold a long time ago. But people remember this camera company. They remember Shooten. They remember, what was the other one? Lion Photo. Remember that? Yeah, they were on Wabash Avenue. There were a lot of camera stores, a lot of them. And so that's interesting. And I forgot what the other one is called. The one that's still Central Camera, I believe. I think that's the name. That's still open. It survived the riots in 2020, but they reopened. I think that's what it's called. Forgive me if I didn't pronounce it. I forgot all about it. I don't know if it's Century Camera or Central. I forgot. Yeah. I haven't been downtown in a while. I should go one day. And they still process film or sell cameras, what I'm led to believe. Okay. Next up, I had an ad for Allison's. That was a clothing store. I remember this in Fort City in Evergreen Plaza. A lot of people have forgotten about it, but in the 70s, it was a big deal because a lot of girls that I knew that went to Bogan with me shopped there. They mentioned this, and I remember the story of Fort City, with the big A, like that. Okay, and let's see. Also, I posted an ad for Kostas, a Greek restaurant. It was located at 340 South Halsey Street in Greektown. They had another location in Oakbrook Terrace on Summit Avenue. I never went to this restaurant. I wish I did. And I heard it was very, very good. And I was contacted by the daughter of the owner. And she said, this is a very nice thing you did. And he's a relative of my best friend, which I forgot. I didn't know. And it caught fire and didn't rebuild it. So that was gone. Okay. And next up, I had... This was another popular photo I posted. It was the Venture store. At located at 95th Street and South Pulaski Road. And when I posted that, it had an ambulance from the Evergreen Park Fire Department. People love this store. They worked there, they shopped there. They remember when Kmart closed on across the street. It was, sort of across the street. And then they moved when Venture closed. And then Kmart's gone. And, Kmart was with Jewel Grand Bazaar. Remember that? Now it's Jewel. And I've been to that area many times because my doctor lives near, not lives, he worked, I go to my doctor's office is located there, east of that. And right now they have, it's a medical center building, but they have the Shake Shack, and they have a Panera there. And I forgot, and I think the Longhorn Steakhouse is there, but there was Venture there. But they had Chuck E. Cheese, but that closed, and it was very controversial over there. I'm glad it's gone. And across the street is Portillo's, where Jack Thompson Oldsmobile was located. And we bought a car there in the early 80s. In there. And but right now it's Portillo's. And I was just there about a couple weeks ago, you know, for lunch. So that's great. Next up, I have this. I totally forgot. It was the Super Video Arcade cartridge game system. It was from Sears. And it was like from, do you remember Mattel and Television? That was like that. And it was a video game. And you had the controls, you know, like not joysticks, but like controls. It had a round dial and all that, you know, kinds of games like that. I remember this. And they had a display. I remember this at Sears, probably in Chicago Ridge Mall. And they had it where you can, you know, sample it. You could try it out with the game. I tried it once, and it was kind of nice. This was during when I was in college. And I found this on eBay. You know, I don't know if it still works. Probably still works if you're into that. It's a little archaic, but looked like fun. It really does. This was like a competition with Atari. Okay. Next up. These I used to like. I remember these music surveys during the 70s. They had them in the 60s and the 70s, but this is when I was a teenager. They had from WLS, 890 AM or FM, and then from, what's the other one, WMET, WCKG, WeFM, remember that? And then then they changed to WDAI for the disco era. That's an interesting topic. I might talk about that someday. But this one I found online. It was the WLS Radio 89 Hit Parade. It was from May 4th, 1970. And on the back of the survey was an ad for John's Frozen Pizza, John's Pizza Pies. Still like that pizza a lot. So did everyone else, basically. Okay, and another photo I posted, this was a very personal one. I posted this before on some occasions on Facebook. It's a picture of me and my brothers in front of Chicken Unlimited. And that was located on 111th Street and South Michigan Avenue in the Roseland area. We lived there for 5 years. My father owned a shoe store. We owned the property. We lived above the apartment. And we dined there many times. My mother took me there, and we had the chicken, the fries were good, the whamburgers, it's like a hamburger. A lot of people miss this place. It was a very good restaurant and, you know, franchise. But someone emailed me, asked me, why did it go out of business? What I think had happened, it was they expanded too much. And, you know, they just overdid it, and then they closed them down. Which is a shame. And I think one survived in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. And that closed about a few years ago. But it was still there. And you could tell by the architecture of the restaurants. There was one on 79th and Cicero. There was one in Marquette and South Pulaski. There was a lot on the north side. And I think on Clark Street by the Edgewater neighborhood. But this... the building is still there on 111th Street, but now it's a currency exchange. And that's been a currency exchange for a long time. So that's good. But you can tell the architecture a little bit that it was Chicken Unlimited. Okay. And next up, I found a photo of a bus turnaround that was located on West Diversity Avenue in Harlem, right in the corner, where the 76 Diversity bus ended the route. And there was a picture of a restaurant called Presto Pizza. Right now I heard it's a Mexican restaurant now. But this is from 1965, and it had the cool fishbowl bus, the CTA bus, and it was green. You know, that's a nice photo. Yeah, it's beautiful. And that borders Elmwood Park, Illinois. So when people saw that, they were happy. Next up, I had an ad for Yankee Doodle Dandy Hamburgers. And The one I remember, there was one, I think at 15, the one that was on the south side near my old house was at 59th Street in South Kedzie in the Marquette Park neighborhood. I think it was right near Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips. But there was a list of that was opening. It was Yankee Doodle Hamburgers. There were some in the suburbs in the city. But mostly it was in the suburbs. They had the Dandy Dandy Burgers. I remember that. I went once there. I forgot which one. Yeah, probably on 59th Street. I went there once. It was good. It was good. I think they had birthday parties there. If you want to reserve to have a birthday party. So people missed that. Yeah, just went gone. Okay, and next up. This one was very popular about a couple days ago. I posted a menu. It was for the Zephyr Cafe and Ice Cream Parlor. That was located in 1777 West Wilson Avenue in Chicago in the Ravenswood neighborhood. I posted, it's a little fuzzy, so you can't really see it. Recently, somebody posted the menu of that, and it's a little more clearer. So maybe I'll check it. Maybe I'll repost it and get a better idea. And then I'll credit the man who did that. So he probably kept the menu. I never went to this place. It was owned, the same owner was someone, I forgot his name, but he owned Byron's Hot Dogs. He did that. And there were like a few locations on the north side. And I don't know when this closed, the Zephyr Cafe. From what I understand, it was a very good place and a good ice cream. All right, and next up we got, I think that's it. Yes, that is all. Phew. So I'm all caught up, and I enjoyed explaining to you and everyone else, you know, of what I posted. Okay, so that'll be all for today. Today's episode, I discuss Jimmy Damon, the singer who entertained in the Chicagoland area from the 70s to the 2000s. And also I did a wrap-up of the past posts on my Vanish Chicagoland page. So I had a good time. I will do another podcast episode probably this weekend. And I believe I will do the one with Family Classics. I think I will do that, you know, because the anniversary is coming up. In about 8 days. So then I'll work on story on my blog and also the video. I will do that. It should be a lot of fun. Okay. So this is Pika Stans, your host for Vanish Chicagoland Stories. Thank you for listening to me. Forgive me for the coughing. I will do better. And I hope everyone have a great day. And right now, bye-bye from me. And here's Ray Rayner with a little traveling music saying bye-bye-bye. So take care, everyone. So long.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.